Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Oklahoma farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Oklahoma farmers.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Well, following a federal court ruling that vacated the label in February, users of dicamba herbicides are waiting to see what happens now that a new registration for over-the-top use for this season has been submitted to the EPA. I had the opportunity to sit down with OSU Extension cotton specialist Jenny Dudak to talk about the repercussions if we don't get dicamba.
Well, the loss of dicamba would be devastating, I think. We do have cotton producers in the state of Oklahoma that do plant dicamba cotton. And so they just need to kind of be thinking about alternatives or what they're going to do moving forward if they do stick with that dicamba cotton. A couple of things that I would like to, kind of spread the word on to keep in mind is making sure we're putting down residuals pre. We want to make sure we're starting clean in that, in the growing season so we can stay clean throughout the growing season or say as clean as possible. And then we do have, some over the top post options, Liberty and Roundup, some of those type chemicals that you can spray and if they still work on your farm. But yes, it does. Taking a tool out of the toolbox of our cotton producers, it always makes it harder. And we've already got plenty of challenges here.
You mentioned a few of the alternatives. Is there anything that's really as good as dicamba, or are you kind of just trying to fill the place?
It's kind of just trying to fill the place, really. We do have resistance to Roundup in our state. And so that's kind of a touch and go product. Liberty, it's kind of under weather conditions, whether it works well or not. And also depending on the weeds and things like that. It's just what I would really, really, really like to push is just making sure that we're putting residuals out pre and either, tank mixing residuals is really what I mean. So instead of just relying on one, let's tank mix, two together to try to cover a more broad spectrum of weeds. And then also kind of extend that period at the beginning of the season so we can get our, our crop up and growing and then, hopefully get it to canopy, staying clean. And then once it gets to canopy, then, the canopy will kind of take over for our weed control.
Once again, that's OSU Cotton Extension Specialist Jenny Dudak. Dicamba has been registered for the U.S. since 1967 and controversial for its tendency to move or drift from its target application area. Newer formulations using dicamba were approved by the EPA in 2016. The labels were vacated in 2020 and manufacturers sought new registrations to allow over-the-top use of dicamba herbicides from 2021 to 2025. The multi-year registration was the subject of the Arizona court decision last year. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 14th at Eastern Oklahoma State College in Wilburton. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.